Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. We are talking about the God of Wonders, part 6. God of Wonders, part 6. It said in the verse 12 of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 12, said, "Truly, the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds." Praise the Lord. In Acts chapter 2, verse 22, say, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know." Praise the Lord. The God of Wonders, part 6. Please take your seat. One of the reasons why God performs wonders in our midst, miracles in our midst, is to show his approval of his children and their ministries. Praise the Lord. God shows wonders in our midst as a sign of his approval of his servants and their ministries. This is a very contended issue because it's been preached over the years that wonders, signs, and wonders are not an approval of the will of God in a person's life or in a matter. And that is true because the manifestation of wonders does not always mean that God is happy. It doesn't always mean that God also backs what is happening. However, one of the ways God shows approval of his servants is by the channel of wonders, signs, miracles, and mighty works in the midst of his people. And if you look at Jesus himself, Peter was speaking and he said that Jesus of Nazareth was a man. When Jesus was a man, you know, God in the body of man, God had to approve of him among the people with signs and wonders. Now tell someone that if you are a human being, you need divine approval. Now, let it enter them very well. Tell them, if you are a human being, what it means is that you need divine approval. And one of the ways God gives divine approval to human beings is by the use of signs, wonders, miracles. He authenticates, certifies your calling, what you are doing, your person, and what he has sent you to do by performing wonders in your life. He told Moses, Moses said, "How would they know that you are the one who sent me?" He said, "All my wonders, all my miracles will go with you." And in doing so, to approve of his person and ministry and assignment to first the Israelites who were finding it difficult to accept him in Egypt, he had to show wonders in the life of Moses. Then he also proved to Pharaoh that the guy standing there is on a mission by God. It's not an ordinary guy. So by inference, what the scripture is saying is that every human being will need signs that you have been sent. When we read in 2 Corinthians 12, 12, it says that these are the signs of an apostle. that were shown in you. And one of those signs of an apostle was that wonders and mighty deeds were done. So one of the ways you would know that someone, an apostle is one who has been sent. Someone has been sent is that God performs mighty deeds and wonders around in the, and also in the life of the person, and sometimes also for the person. Praise the Lord. So by whichever way you look at it, there must be a divine approval of your person and the ministry that you have been sent to do. That is why in a ministry like this, God will show us that the church belongs to him. So, for instance, when we have a sick person amongst us, he will say that when you lay hands on the person, my spirit would heal the person. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Acts chapter 19, verse 11. In Acts 19, verse 11, the scripture says, "And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul." He was giving approval to the person and the ministry of Paul. Because this guy was not known to be like this. He was known to be a murderer. He was known to be a troublemaker. He was known to be an opponent to the church. And when God called him into the ministry, there were still contentions about the authenticity of his calling. And so God had to give approval of his calling by performing special miracles through the hands of Paul. So Paul became an instrument that God used to perform special miracles for the authenticity of his word ministry. Now, when these things happen, people try to give him nicknames. People even try to, you know, elevate him from the realm of men to the realm of spirits or gods. And so there was a time when these things had been done that the people said that the gods are here with us. And Paul said, "No, no, 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 no. I want you to know that we are men of what? Like passion. We are men." So one of the reasons why God performs miracles through us is to give authenticity to our walk with him, our connection with him, and the assignment he has given us. But the miracles are not for us to give ourselves nicknames or special accolades as if we are the originators of the miracle or the wonders. It is God performing special miracles through or by the hands of Paul. Not Paul performing it. God is doing it through him. Praise the Lord. Is God talking to somebody now? If you are blessed for God, let's assume that your family, no one marries. So it's a wonder for you to marry. Then God decides that he wants to display his name. And he wants to give approval to your person and the work or the covenant work you have with him. He will give you that marriage. And giving you that marriage does not make you better than anybody in the family. Just that God decided that this is the person I'm going to use, like Abraham, to break the ice and to set the record straight that from this moment, if you work with me well in this family, you will have marriage. Is God talking to someone now? It's not for you to stand there and be using the marriage as a trophy, as if you are blessed, they are cursed. No, he's just approving of your ministry. Are you here at all? So it's something that we need to understand, that from time to time, if you are being sent by God, God would have to also market you to your world. He has to give you a letter of approval. A letter of credence. Son of friend Viana, when the diplomat come, they come and hand in a letter of what? It's a letter of credibility that you are a diplomat who has a backing of your government or your country. And so you should be treated as such. That's why we have something called diplomatic corps. So they enjoy certain privileges because of the assignment and the position that they find themselves in. And their person cannot be treated as ordinary. Are you here? Governments do that. And God also does that for his people. You will find out that even with the disciples, when they were now known to be apostles, the people didn't really take them serious until notable miracles happened. Then they said that, hey, these people, we thought they were mere men, but now, no, we know that they have been with him. That's why these things are happening. And Nicodemus told Jesus, he says that no man can do this except God. It's with that person. I'm praying that God will give approval to your life. God will give approval to your assignment. God will give approval to your mission with signs and wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. If you come from a poor family, God must prove that he is with you. That he has chosen you for his glory. And so you will not stay in the poverty. He will break you through and change the story of the family forever. That shall be somebody's story here. That amen can be stronger than it is right now. Let me tell you, that business you have started is going to do well. God is going to approve of you with signs and wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. That health condition will do nothing to your life. I pray that God will prove to your world that you are an authentic child that he loves. And he will cause wonders to appear in your... Shout a louder amen. Give the Lord a big clap offering in this place. Praise the Lord. The signs of one that has been sent were seen. The signs of an apostle will be seen in you. That's why if you are a Christian, Jesus said that, go ye, praise the Lord, to the world. And one way they will know that you are my servant is that these signs shall follow you. So if you are a child of God, signs must follow you. Mark chapter 15, verse 16 or 16, 15. Can you give me one of them? Praise the Lord. And he said to them, 16:15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse number 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Next verse. And these signs shall follow them that believe. If you believe, these signs shall follow you. In my name shall they cast out devils. And they shall speak with new tongues. Praise the Lord. 18. They shall take up serpent, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. These signs shall follow you. You see, as you are a child of God in this world, you will be so ordinary if signs and wonders are not following you. That is to say that there is a supernatural design around your destiny to produce certain effect, certain results in your life. And one of the things you have to do as a child of God is to have a quest, to have a quality relationship with the Lord that will make you to manifest these signs and wonders. Because there's a level of life that you can never attain with your natural element. There is a realm of life, a level of life that you can only assess when you enter with supernatural resources and supernatural help. Or else you'll be limited to a certain space and a certain level. So you can go to school. School will give you A, B, C, D and all of that. But even with the school, there is a dimension you will not be able to function if it's not coming at the back of signs, wonders, and miracles. That is to say that possibly the first thing they may be asking of you is your school certificate. But there's a way God will put anointing on it that when you enter, you will start now getting blessed. The certificate was the foundation, but the anointing for the wonder is what takes you to the next level. So you cannot really say that, as for me, I believe in wonders, so I don't believe in school. No, sometimes you need it as a foundation. Yeah, as for me, I believe in wonders, so I don't believe in grooming. If you are a woman, you are a man. Sometimes the thing that will give you access is your beauty, is your good smell, is your good dress, is your good character. It's something you naturally have, which God has given you. It will give you access, and from there, the supernatural will escalate the results. That's why in my book, The Light of Favor, I said that work is the vehicle for the delivery of favor. So you need labor to see favor. When you go, that's why favor is always on the field. When you go on the field, then God will favor the work of your hands. Psalm 90, verse 15 to 17. So if you say, I'm praying for favor, I carry favor, the tool for the expression, the vehicle for the expression of that favor is mostly labor, mostly by work. Praise the Lord. Or else you'll be doing handouts. And when you are on the field, when you put one seed there, God can make the seed you sow to multiply in favor. Favor will make the seed to multiply. He causes your seed sown to be multiplied so that your fruit will be abundant. Abundant. Praise the Lord. Is somebody here at all? So, that's why even in the Bible, when you saw that a miracle happened or a wonder happened, the Spirit of the Lord was asking Moses, what do you have in your hand? He said, I have a rod. He said, okay. If you have something, put it down. Then you see the wonder. I'll put the supernatural on it and you see the dynamics. The prophet came to the woman crying. He said, what do you have in your hand? He said, I have a small oil. No problem. Natural. You put it to use, I will put the wonder on it. Hello? And the oil was multiplying. There was no multiplication without that natural element. And every one of us here has something. You have a gift. You have a talent. You have a beauty. You have your gender. You have your education. You have the family you come from. You have something. There are inherent resources and there are acquired resources from networks that we have that we tap social capital from. There is so much to tap from your environment. Being a Ghanaian is an advantage. You may not see it, but being a Ghanaian is so much of an advantage. There are many countries of the world that you can easily go to because Ghana has not been blacklisted. And you have to travel around the world to see that it's a blessing to be a Ghanaian. It's one of the most peaceful countries on earth. One of the most economically stable countries on the earth, regardless of our challenges. But what a joy. Today, Evans was telling me something that in Iman's wedding, the dress somebody wore on Saturday, it was after the Thursday, a customary yesterday, they went to buy the material and they sold it on Friday. And the person wore it on Saturday. I said, it's not happening in UK. No. It's not happening in UK. It's not happening in America. It's not happening. How many people sold there? Ce n'est pas un happen. But Ghana, what we could Gina Taylor and so they are 2 hours. 3 hours. And I do cry in a better. I'm a jasse. Pepe, pepe. What a country. Clap for Ghana. There are many people in the UK, for instance, who may never be rich based on the work they do, even if you are highly qualified, because it's so structured an environment. And most people who work abroad, they are not rich where they are. They are only rich when they come to Ghana. Because the money they earn there is just to just put you a bit over the line. Your rent, the utility you pay, the council tax, different things. It's like the system will give you and collect from you. But if you happen to have a privilege to have, maybe to come from somewhere in West Africa or Africa, and you are living abroad, you see that you can convert the money here. When you come here, it has become plenty. And you can also do a lot of business here to sustain yourself there. But the white man doesn't have a Ghana to bring maybe electronic gadget from a clearance house. Who will you sell it to in UK? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Who will you sell it to in UK? Well, you see television broken. They have brought it to Ghana. They have brought it to Togo. You know, I don't want to talk about the things in bales. You know, I don't want to talk about it because by the time I put the 2ND there, 2ND, do you understand 2ND? Yeah. I put it there. Some people will be offended, but who are you going to sell it to? So by virtue of being a Ghanaian or an African, Ghanaian, Nigerian, whatever, there are things that look very not useful there, but the context we find ourselves in is very useful. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Lot of trade, informal trade goes on here. That's why there are more. You can be easily rich here in Ghana, in Africa, than in Europe. But you may never place value on that. May never place value on that. Why do you think that Chinese like to come to Africa? The Europeans come to Africa. The big European companies, they see Africa to be their market. And they have seen that since the colonial times up until now. But you and I are here. And sometimes we don't see the possibilities. I'm just telling you that there is always something in your life that God's wonder can amplify to make you prosper. And if you are not careful, you yourself will not recognize it. And so though you are living in blessing, you may not see the manifestation of it. And I'm praying that the wonder will multiply something for you. That amen can be bigger and better than this. When you're operating on the platform of wonder, life is really complete. Because you know that you are not just natural. You are also what? Supernatural. That's when you say that I have supernatural help. Because there are some help you don't need supernatural, a typical supernatural assistance. You are hungry. Yes. It is God that worketh in us both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. But it's something that human beings can do. Praise the Lord. Then there are also helps that no matter how people love you and how resourced they are, they can't. You go to a doctor, he gives you some diagnosis. He'll tell you that this one, the best we can do is to put you on a management course. Then you have God, you have Christ, and you take a covenant position and he heals you. Bam! That one is beyond the hand of man. Doctor may be sustaining you for some number of years until when God is ready to take it out of your body. But the taking out of your body there is by a supernatural help. Praise the Lord. Unfortunately, in Africa, we tend not to have a foundation for the supernatural even to make impact. So maybe instead of someone putting themselves in school or working so that the supernatural will come and amplify. That's one of the things I want to share. Amplify your effect. You will just solely leave it to the supernatural. So when the supernatural lands, there is nothing to land on. Imagine having a field and the supernatural lands on it. It will be highly fertilized. But fertilization is not equal to fruitfulness. There must be seed inside. Are you here? So even if God just lands on your land, nothing in there. So the wonder is to also amplify your ministry. Amplify what you are doing. amplify your natural effort. That is why the Bible talks about the working of wonders. It's a whole system where the wonder is compartmentalized. There is an aspect of it that is there in the book. I think, I don't know, is it Destiny Helpers? One of the book, he says it's called the what? The divine element of human help. Divine element of human help. They are, you can't separate them. They are, it's not this or. They are married. They are individual, but they are also married together. And you need, like, what will make somebody just say, come for the money? It's not your beauty now. My wife says that the summary is ajinyami. Do you get it? Like, the king is there, and then he says, bring the book. They read the book, and he sees that Mordecai, through his instrumentality, an assassination plot was foiled. What the Bible was clear that the Lord, even though the Bible didn't mention the Lord, but God took the sleep of the king and facilitated that process of the king not sleeping until that point. So, okay, let me read. Read to me what has been happening. And then he got there. He said, And I'm sure once he landed on that and made his decision, sleep came. But whatever will make God to take, because it's God that gives people sleep. Oh. Whatever took the sleep for the king to now engage in those activities to arrive at that decision was God at work. And if you read the entirety of the book of Esther, you'll find out that that was then the beginning of the deliverance of the people. God was working. So there is a divine element of human help. When human beings help you, you have to see God working behind the scenes. Praise the Lord. Have you read a book? You got to read a book. It's there. Destiny Helpers. Divine element. How your boss comes to the office early in the morning or about the time he's leaving, he says, something just occurred. That's something that just occurred to me and I got the walk. It's a divine element. Hey, mercy, it's a divine element. You can be sewing and nobody, people are sitting by you, they don't even recognize you as a seamstress or a fashion designer. Until God will say, God will now say that. Just put it. Ah, so mercy, grow up, my dear. He said, client, but it's just God who is working. May God do so for you in Jesus' name. Oh, I say, may God do so for you in Jesus' name. Some of you are just there and you say, we advert in a bear come on. And you're free, Jesha. You're there, Jesha. Open free to do. It's too powerful. God is going to work through systems. Like, you see, you can see the divine element of human help when by God's own processes, he made them to send baby Moses to Pharaoh's house, raised by Pharaoh's daughter. In all the wisdom and knowledge of Egypt, then God used him to go back to Egypt to deliver his people in bondage. Wow. There was no language they were speaking that Moses did not understand. There was no plot they were plotting that he didn't understand. Because he was raised from the best. Divine element. That is why it is a great crime to your faith to begin to exalt any human being or human system above God's kindness towards you. Because the system in the human beings of themselves can never be kind to you until God moves them to be kind to you. That's why the Bible says the curse is the man who put his trust in another man. Because the man that helped you and you have come to love so much, something is moving that man to show you that kindness. And that something is God. Hello? So when you now place your trust in that man, God says, look at the fool. Look at the fool. That's why he can even use someone, let's say in the market, he can use an allergy to be a great blessing to you. And now when the allergy, after a while, out of his last, because allergy has his last, God has his power. Allergy says that after helping you pay your school fees, and now you have PhD like that, let me take one. Which one? I can do things within my power for you, but my body there, I've handed it over to the Spirit. So it takes the permission of the Spirit to give you. Because I recognize that if God didn't touch Elijah, there is no way Elijah would have helped me. So I can't honor Elijah and dishonor God. I have to always honor God. That's why sometimes when you compromise with people who have helped you, they never continue again. God just redraws that help from you because you saw man, you didn't see God. So you will always, like Daniel and the rest, can you imagine the president and all these people, they have been promoting them all, then they say bow. They say, oh, we are not bowing, no. The reason why we were favored 10 times more than all these people is because God favored us. The reason why, because when they were interpreting all those things, they said that this deep interpretation, the secret things belong to God. And it is God who made it available to us to interpret. So now that you say we should bow after all the good you have done for us, and we cannot now pay attention to our position and compromise. The goodness you have done to us and compromise. We will look to God who is the foundation of our help. And we will not bow to any graven image. If you like, kill us or not, or whatever you want to do. And once they stood for God, God stood for them. And the king did not even see the king. He said, come on, bring them out. Lions, then bring them out. Are you here at all? Furnace, bring them out. Young man, you cannot make that woman your sugar mommy. I'm telling you, the moment you start sleeping with that woman, you have lost that help. Let me talk about young man. I think now there are more young men on call than sisters on call. Sisters on call is almost like it's reducing because sisters are getting stronger this time. Sister, come on, clap for the sisterhood. But brotherhood is the new trending thing. To maintain the amplification that wonders bring, you need to see God at work. He wants to authenticate your life. It's like ministry. God brings many people around you. If you are not careful, you will revel in the numbers and lose God. But you always have to keep God, because He's the one who mobilizes and gathers the flock to come and hear His word that He is speaking through you. No human being of their own can mobilize. Do you think I'm wiser than you? No way. You're not coming here because you think, Pastor Francis is wiser than me. Let me go and listen to Pastor Francis' wisdom. No, you are coming here because of God. And when you come, whoever God puts here to preach His mind to you, you are happy to listen to it. Outside this space, you will not listen to such people. Will you go to Legon to listen to someone? What is he telling me? Or you go to National Theater to listen to what is he telling me? But because church, anyone God puts on the altar, you believe has been prepared by God to speak the mind of God to you. Outside this space, you are making a different choice altogether. So if the person standing here is beginning to look like a Putin, it's just deceitful lies It's called you are just pickling yourself because you don't really know what even put you there. One day, Balaam was sitting on a horse. He was a prophet. He said, "I am Balaam, the one who prophesies with my eye open." Doesn't need a trance. Prophesies with his eye open. Then he was making a journey that God was not happy about. With all his powerful visions, he was missing the way. And the instruction that God was trying to give him through an angel. And God showed him that, Charlie, if you are a prophet, grandpa, you are nothing except I put my hand on you. So when I see in Ghana here, why people talk, you know what I can do, da-da-da-da-da-da, I say, wow. Because God's prophet, the way they operate is different too. God now showed, gave Balaam, showed down. Donkey was seeing vision that hitherto the prophet will see, and the prophet was seeing nothing. God showed him that at some point a donkey can be more valuable than a prophet who is a human being. Depending on whose hand, whose life the hand of God is upon. And that's why I say that if you misbehave, I can put my hand on stones and they will be more valuable than your praise. So, you are going to see wonders. I'm just letting you know that when we are talking about wonders, we are talking about an active presence of God with a man. Multiplying things around you. Why is it that we have lost quest for the presence of God? Please, you need to listen to the first service. I talked about consecration of your vessel. Just say, there is a reason why demons are attracted to certain individuals. Because those individuals have been able to consecrate, or if you like, because it's demonic, desecrate their vessel in a way that it attracts the demons, their presence, and their work. Like, if you put a rotten meat in or on a vessel, flies will come around. If you don't want them to come around, clean it. Cleaning means that you don't want the power of flies. But if you want the activity, the presence, and the power of flies, enter into desecration. Enter. And they will come plenty. In the same way, to have an in, you see, and the smeller, the higher the volume of flies. If the smell is pungent, can go far, it will invite them from Ashalibotwe, invite them from Acho. Are you here at all? Yes, now. When the smell is small, it's just for a small catchment area flies. But as the smell is becoming opulent, then it will say, Wombro, Wombra, Wombro, Wombra. It's God talking. So in consecration, you're already born again, but as you consecrate yourself, the deeper you consecrate your vessel, the more intense or the higher the degree of the presence of God you'll be flowing in. That's why you cannot be a biarak believer and flow in a certain dimension of supernatural help. I don't know. Is God talking to someone now? Presence of God. Everything is about the presence of God. So, let's look at one of the keys that will make you, aside this righteousness and consecration we talked about, that will make somebody. You need a very deep dedication to spirituality. What do you need? Deep faith is constant. You must have faith. But aside that, you need a deep dedication to spirituality. Commitment to deep spirituality. Rato separate. In Psalm 107, verse 23 to 27, 23 to 24. Psalm 107, 23 to 24. Let's read it together. One go. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters. What kind of waters? What will happen to those people? They see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. The wonders, where are they? You can't get wonders in shallow waters. You have to be a deep sea fisher. You have to be doing business in deep sea. If you are not happy to do business in deep waters, what you will catch will be sand. You'll be catching sand, you'll be catching this shell. Is it lobster? Oyster. You get that one. You dig small hole in there, and one will see when the asochi boofa do happen. You see that you get one or two be inside. When was the last time you ate oyster? I don't know. When was the last time you ate oyster? It's not important. To get tuna, whale, blue shark, heavy duty, big. If you see a big fish in shallow water, it's straight. Maybe something disconfigured their navigation system. Perchance, maybe climate change or some poisoning of the sea. Do you understand? Hardly will you see. If you see it, is coincidence. But when you see big fishes, you have to look at the kind of vessel. There are vessels that go deep sea, and they look for big fishes in the deep sea, where sometimes canoe cannot go. It's just for shallow and middle waters. How far can you cast the net? The big fishes, they are caught by big vessels with different mechanism altogether. Hello? In deep sea. Have you heard of psycho before? You've not heard of psycho before? Jesus Christ. Go to Ministry of Aquaculture and their development. Ministry of MUFAD. Ministry of Fisheries and Aquaculture Development. Psycho. You see fishermen, they will go to where the big vessels are and go and collect the surplus. Because the big vessels, they are looking for some things. When they select what they have taken from it, the rest is rubbish to them. That's what the canoes, some of them will go and collect, and then they will come and sell. But they don't have the mechanism all the time to operate there. Is God talking to someone now? If you are not careful, you will find out that you are just a small canoe. Jesus told Peter, he said, launch deeper, Luke chapter 5, to catch wonders. It's not shallow waters matter. Sister, to be singing for Michael W. Smith to sing your song. I said, dear draw on your mimo. Hey, I'm going to dear draw on your mimo. I said, oh, on your mimo. I can't hear. Oh, Bana, Pastor Francis, or Titito. Flora never named Titito. Hey, she knows, hey, about you know, Bana, so for Titito. Oh, yeah, it's where we are born home. And to name you, when you tell you, so who said, when you're normal, sometimes you can have a big gift, big engine carried by a small canoe. That's why we are not entering the deep sea. Because a big gift needs a big container that can go deeper. Praise the Lord. Yeah. That's why you see some people, their gift is small, but they have delved deep. So even though what they have is small, they're operating in deeper waters. That's why their effect is higher. Their effect, I don't know, let's go. My wife, let's go. Because the people are not hearing what I'm saying. Hey! If what you carry is small, and you have decided that as the deer pants for the water brooks, you will cause your soul to pant, and deep will call unto deep. Doesn't matter what in your hand, whether it's small. Elisha came, the woman said, small. They asked Moses, he said, small rod. Hi. Jesus said, what's happening here? He said, we caught nothing. He said, all these ones, they are not important. What is important is that if you are to launch into the deep waters, you will see heavy catch. That's why Satan will do everything possible to make sure that you are never deeply spiritual. Yes. Small thing, now you want to stop church. I stopped church. That means that you are moving from class 1 to class 2. Satan wants to repeat you. Just makes you angry. You don't see that some children, you wake them up in the morning, say, I won't go to school. I don't want to go to school. But they want to be great, but they don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school. Is it that you won't go to school? I don't want to go to school. Oh, poor. That's how sometimes some Christians will behave. Just at a time when we are about to launch deeper, you get offended, you get carnal, you get natural, you just decide to swim in shallow waters. Everything is easier in deeper waters. Even the salinity level is very high in deeper waters. That if you are thrown into that water, and you now you don't do giddy, 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 you will just float. Because of the salt content being very high there, it will keep you afloat. Now, as soon as we come in, why are you getting this? I said, you will see, and no one will change your nurse. Because we will see, and no one come to. Yes, Siano. And those of us who were born by the seaside, they throw you there, you just spread yourself. You say, Radi, I'm in a meda hill. We float too. We float too. Aquaman. Praise the Lord. From today, may you get deeper in Jesus' name. But drink deep. Drink deep. Boy, when Moses spent 40 days in the presence of God, tarried at the presence of God, when he came out, he didn't have to announce anything. The people saw him and said, we can't see him. It's too much. Put something there. It's too much. The glory is too much. The power is too much. Wow. He didn't have to convince them to stop serving the golden calf. When they saw what was on him, and he said, hey, what is happening here? The people then said, raise their hand. We mess up. This one that you are shouting, nobody is hearing you. And your voice is not cutting through. You need some Kai. If you speak to God at a certain level, and relate to God at a certain level, men will not struggle to hear what you are saying. Men will not struggle. Look at John the Baptist. He says that I'm the voice of he. From the wilderness, I am screaming, prepare ye the way. We don't know. The guy was always with God in the bush. When he said repent, everywhere began to shake. Because he was a deep guy. Deep guy. Sister, you are going nowhere with this, your shallow Christianity. No wonders. Brother, who do you know? A time cry. Bema, who sounds so deep, now sign a Christoni. A time beer. Nessa, who know? One more brand, no. Bema, one more brand, so they had time. Because naturally, no. Your role is to provide. Now sign a shallow. Empire, Mayerbebo. Ediane Mayerbe. Ska, Mayerbe. O dear Nadia, minim woo, dear woo, no. Minim woo, dear woo, chaffa, woman. Edema will say, and one said, because you are shallow. And see, when you are shallow, you don't function well. You try to use natural power, bullying to blah, blah, blah. But people who are very deep and powerful, they don't worry themselves plenty. Yes. Bible says, where the word of the king is, there is what? Power. Deep, deep commitment to spirituality. Deep, by revelation, you now, as you are hearing that the Holy Spirit is talking to you, what will give you legs in your spiritual walk is your debt. You need to launch deeper to have a net-breaking encounter. I've been fishing at the wrong side and at the wrong level. Not just me, sorry, I'm a Christian. You have to be deep. You have to be what? Please, you have to be what? I can't hear you. You have to be what? Deep. And that happens when you have a deeper commitment for your spirituality. Commitment to prayer. Commitment to the things you do for God, with God, in God. Commitment to your fasting. Commitment to your sacrificing. Commitment to your sanctification. Commitment to praying. Commitment to studying the word, soaking, eating the word. John the Baptist, Bible said that he used to wear a leather garment. He used to eat honey and locust. All spiritual people don't have normal food. So you can't say, oh, I want to be deep. And all you are, you don't read even 5 verses a day. When the word is the bread to your soul. You are eating the normal thing people eat. Radio, political talk. And all, that's what you are eating. You can't be spiritual like that. Some spiritual people drink blood. Blood of animals, blood of human beings. Some of them are drinking water from dead bodies. What they eat is not normal. You cannot. That's why John the Baptist was not normal. He was eating honey, locust. His dressing was different. You cannot be heavily spiritual and dress anyhow. Eat anyhow. Drink anyhow. That's why who you listen to matters. What you listen to matters. The word you put in your heart matters. It can't be just life as usual. Then you have become deep. Then everybody will be deep. Feasting on the word. Feasting. Podcast is there. Soaking. How is your flip flopping? It's just the word has not entered the heart well. You don't have an addiction for what is the food for the soul. For the spirit. So every time you are in your natural emotional element, balancing reasoning and logic all the time, and when you are not happy by reason and logic, you have no revelation beyond what you are experiencing. So you are, that's what Bible calls carnality. Carnality is not because you are not born again. You can be born again and 100% carnal because you have not been renewed and transformed on a daily basis. What did Christ, but at the end, same. same. Look at Peter. When the Lord said in Luke chapter 5, I think verse 7, he said, launch into the deep. The guy said, no. You have introduced me to the deep. But I'm not going to the deep. Many of us will argue the journey to the deep like Peter did. And what will take you to that deep is the word you are hearing. Peter said, anyway, at thy word, your depth is determined by the quality of the revelation you are hearing. The consistency of it. That I'm not preaching any high matter here. It's to just build the consistency of what works in Christ. And be heavy. Then once you are heavy with him, you cannot take 1 step. 2 steps, 3 steps, and you are going. He said, at thy word. So you are a Christian whose ear is not perpetually connected to word upon word upon word upon word, especially in your own private sessions. Because some people only hear preaching when they come to church. That means you are not getting deep now. Because by this time I have preached almost 45 minutes or something. Some people, their brain has stopped listening. Brain is tired. Every other thing is jara. He's waiting for something that will make all of us laugh. But nothing is going in. So I'm just talking to the few people that something is going in. So that's the reason why you have to listen to it over and over. Because the word comes for you. Peter said, okay, at thy word, I will launch into the deep. So without the word, you don't know where to launch. And you don't know the depth to launch into. And when I was serving my pastor, when I will have ideas of either being offended or wanting to take some hard steps, I'll just go and listen to a message like that. The message will be speaking to me. Oh, I will now calm down. I realize that under normal circumstance, I am very normal. And the word has a way of neutralizing, you know, it's sharper than two-edged sword. It will do surgery on you. Sometimes you are charged that this is really what I have to do until you encounter the word. The word will say, hey, this is a cancer. It's a bone and marrow cancer. Let me do surgery for you. And then you will settle and you will settle into peace. But if you are not connected to where you are connected to people's voices, your experiences, if you wonder zone, about wilderness zone. And woe unto you when you are in the wilderness without the presence of God. Because for your food in the wilderness, it has to come from above. Your water in the wilderness has to come from above. So if you are going to be in the wilderness, be there with Christ. Be there with the presence. Anyway, let's rise. let's rise. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Can you clap? You want to clap your hand? Beautiful. It's too powerful. Because the Holy Ghost told me that at this point, you know, some people's brains are not collecting again. I just have to just say, I'm a prophet. I have to stop this thing. I've seen that the brain is not collecting. So we have to stop this thing. Some people, they put the pause at this point. Extra matter. But how many of you have you been edified? Are you sure? Say, do business in deeper waters. You will see the wonders of God. You see that your contract you are doing, that career you are, you know, path you are pursuing and all of that. There is the extent to which your human maneuverings and network people can take you. You really have to be sponsored by the Spirit of God. Sometimes you see people write on social media, I'm a man who has been marvelously helped by God. But it's just a statement people have made. To put yourself forth to be helped by God, you need a set of principles you are following and executing to tap into that help of God. Praise the Lord. It's not by mouth. It's not even by medjin se. No. Something you key into it. No matter who you are, you can change your situation if you get a deeper commitment to your spirituality. You see wonders. Who preach here? Who say effect? Yes, nipani ye de do, but unse nyami ye juma. God is working. Paul said it's not by the words, enticing words of man's wisdom. It's in power. That power is God dispensing himself to work in the midst of his people through your channel or your instrumentality. It's too powerful. I see wonders happening in your life. I see wonders happening in your life. Let people go to shrine. You to go to the Holy Ghost. Get deeper with the Holy Ghost. Drink deep with the Holy Ghost. And you will see the wonders of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tell somebody, get deeper, get deeper, get deeper. I can't hear you. Say, get deeper. Don't seek to be everywhere. Just get deeper. With the audience of one. God himself. Get deeper with God. And the world will be looking for you. Praise the Lord. Can you clap your hands before we pray? Please let me give you this small counsel. You will be and pray here. Just get deeper. Don't fight over any microphone with anybody. Don't fight over any space with anybody. Don't fight over any celebrity, whatever, with anybody. Just get deeper. Just get deeper. Be who you are. Something people cannot take away from you is your depth of spirituality. Nobody can take it away from you. They can insult you, but they can't take it away from you. Because if you are there, you are there. That's what happened to David. Everybody was insulting him. What a bad king. But he had such debt with God. I say, God was calling him. Oh, come. Let's do our worship we used to do before. I miss your worship now. Let's do it. It was just debt. That's why sometimes you think that some people are exceptional to the rules. It's not so. It's just because of where they operate. That's, he told Abraham. He told Lot. Men show a chi. Mumu piyo me show a chi biabe dani pillar of salt. They watched, the wife watched, she became pillar of salt. Abraham was standing there looking into that same Sodom. He didn't. They were operating from different levels. Operate from deeper waters. Do business there. Look at the vulture and the eagle. It's where they operate. And when the eagle want to trouble the serpent, he will just carry the serpent to its realm. The serpent will become it will be dying. It's not biting the serpent, or it's just flying with the serpent in a particular altitude that the system of the serpent cannot contain. When you say the snake would die pepe, without any biting. Ask somebody, tell somebody, only snakes fear deeper levels. Tell somebody, are you a snake? If we say we are fasting right now, you run away. Snake, vulture. If we say we are praying 6 hours right now, snake, Cecilia, snake, Francis, snake, anything deep, snake, no want. Snake lies hanging around, gossiping, deceiving. Everything he's saying is not deep. It looks deep, but it's not deep. It's deception. We say we are praising God 12 hours. Hey, a bad thing, Papa. What is it? I just finished praying 3 hours. Oh, should I? Because in your mind, 30 minutes to cry. We're a snake. Lose that snake tendency. Eagle, fly high and deep. Lion, be deep. From today, when you see that you are not going deep, say, hey, I'm becoming a snake. Oh, it's like I'm becoming a snake. Yes, pinch yourself. Hey, no more snakeism. Serpentine nature, leave me now. God cannot be deep. If you see people who operate with deception, they are not deep. They can't even take heavy truth. They block it and they define it differently. Snake is working. They can't stand the truth. Get deeper. Praise the Lord. Get deeper. One day I was in Port Harcourt and Pastor Paul Enetche came there. He came to do a program in the hotel that I was sleeping in. They have a hall. He came to do it, so I went for the program. You know, people were singing. This guy came to sing, Elijah Oyelade. He was his music director. He came to sing. He doesn't have a very, very, you know, complicated vocal dynamics. But when he took the microphone, he started singing. Of the status quo, he gotta be more than this. And he started singing some songs that Pastor Paul normally sings. Whole place, after all the Chinese secularist people had done their guy came with normal voice. You could see that the guy was coming from the womb of the spirit. Pastor Paul was sitting there and he took the man. Shagalagabaya! Something stirred up him. When he took the mic, it was as if a whole atmosphere is here. This is first half. Roll. Now, the lion has come. Every single word he was saying was just scattering everywhere. Pew! 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 Whoa! Levels there. Like, that's why some people are not worrying themselves, screaming, shouting. Because they know where they are coming from. When it's sometimes you don't know where you are coming from, you are doing all that acrobatics. That could be a poor name. Relax. That thing, if you have it, you have it. You got it. Praise the Lord. Look at how beautifully Portia was singing this morning. Oh, Jesus Christ. You got it. Yeah, high jump now. Just get it. Let it flow. Let it flow. Lift your hands, everybody. Lift your hands and pray to the Holy Ghost. Oh, launch me deeper. Give me press. Hunger and test. Soleto patata. Hunger and test. Keredo silebara. Yes. Mama na 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 shafro. Shakora kekekese. Let the instrument play. Everybody raise your voice. Shetolemana nato. Open your mouth and pray. I want to be drunk in the spirit. When I wake up in the morning, I'm drunk in the spirit. I step out there and mountains give way to me. Valleys rise. Obstacles care coparezo. Shinemenemene. Yamana Manamatosa.
Lelepea Shala Kapatakwa Iquantala Pakapa Intania Kola Talakapata Ashane Melekele Pokare Yana Nanokosa. Oh, take advantage of this time, take advantage of this moment and release. Let the spirit create hunger and thirst, launch you deeper. Itore soli makusa, ashete le perekete, eto nimini kutasa, enteri akapara. I need an encounter. Eto pere sose, ikore meke kosese, itele mele korosendia. Shene mene gereveros. Shana kora paterere sora beleke ikora mato silie. My God, pasha katalaba ikwata kani mini kitosa akentele melekete entele melekete entendolekepete. I pray for deeper encounter. I pray for deeper experience with the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, I pray for a deeper touch, a deeper encounter, a deeper experience, a deeper experience, a deeper encounter. Amen. Tele koko para soye, shendele meleke kepere gere bose, ashala meleke kapa, etola garamatose, entele meleke pere gete, eshendele gere 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 bete, shere matodiye. Something is bubbling in your spirit. Something is breaking forth in you. Shatele mekele kepete. Ikontali meleke kepete. Shana nwa kapaya. Ekele meke kapaya. Eyando lokopa aya. A deeper encounter. A deeper experience. Eko shende lokopa. A deeper touch. Okay. Let barriers, run at the presence of God. Let barriers, eko ramatese, sheluka peya, atala kapa, tatala kapa, eseleke pereke, eshala malakapa. Shele manakoya, shele lelele. Shele la 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 to saliata, hey amana na no. My God, my God, my God. We don't want to live here the same. We want wonders, wonders to amplify things. Let the wonders of Jehovah begin to amplify. Eto parasuya. Increase our hunger and appetite. It will shatter our thirst. Desperation in the spirit.
Out of my belly shall flow rivers. Rivers of living waters. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Out of my belly shall flow rivers.
Please lift your hands. Receive from the Holy Spirit. Kindly please close your eyes. Receive, lift your hands. Holy Spirit, I receive from you. I receive from you, Holy Spirit. Yes, 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 yes. He said, do not be drunk with alcohol wherein there is excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, today we pray that you will increase our encounter tendencies, our experience with you. Ele kopere suleya. Ye la babo aro.
Fill us, Lord. Pour into us. Shakakapa
is happening everywhere.
Shakwala kakapataka.
People are turning into another man. Shele kopere kesose. People are getting drunk in the spirit. Filled with a river. Yeko ya beleso. Yeko la beleso.
Lift your hands and receive. I am an akora kapara. Ekele koko pesere. Intendidi bidikosha.
Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He is upon us today. Receive. 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 Receive.
Yeah, baba da korese ya. Aya.
It's happening. Yes. Ya pana na 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 kapahasa.
Receive the feeling of the Holy Ghost. Shani pili kitora. Ye pepe rekekeso. Give me oil in my lamp.
Let my light never be dim.
Give me oil, give me oil.
Give me oil in my life. May my life never be dim. Give me oil. Until the coming of again.
Part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.